You are listening to episode 22 of the FitzPro podcast, where I get to dive into how traveling the world for a year, making that decision, grew my business. And I dive into, you know, how it grew it in a financial aspect, as well as some personal growth and really why it happened. So, you know, what led up to traveling the world, that decision, what would have happened if I didn't travel the world with Nate, obviously. And these takeaways aren't like, oh, hey, I traveled the world and this worked for me, so you should travel the world. Has nothing to do with that. And you'll see that when we dive into the episode. I really go over what about traveling the world allowed me to grow my business and how that can apply to you in your situation right now. So whether you're an entrepreneur or you have just been following my journey around the world and my entrepreneurship journey, today's episode is for you. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller. Certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. All right, so as you know, today's episode is all about how the decision to travel the world for a year grew my business, and it might not be what you think. I am returning to the States with a much more successful business than when I left, plus I got to travel the world for a year. So both of those things don't suck, and you can have a more successful business without traveling the world for a year, but with doing what I'm going to talk about today. So, for some backstory, I'm sure you've heard a million times now, maybe you haven't, I don't know. I have only been self-employed since we left to travel the world on May 22nd, 2018. So 2019 is actually the first year that I will be completely self-employed, or that I have been completely self-employed. But before we left, Nate was working and I was also coaching competitive cheer and training personal clients. Now, the goal was always for me to work towards being completely online and working for myself, but that was a very slow process up until we made the decision that we were going to leave the country and live abroad for the world. So don't get me wrong, I never wanted a fast track to success. I always wanted a slow, sustainable growth that I felt like I had control over, which isn't what everybody wants, but it was what I wanted. And yes, of course, I wanted success and to feel free in my business, but I never wanted, nor did I have the expectation that that was going to happen overnight. But my point is that I totally would have continued drawing out that process and not making the jump to be fully self-employed had we not made a sink or swim type of life choice. And that is for me personally. Maybe you feel that as well, that you're, you know, kind of complacent or you're growing slow, but maybe it's from more of a protective mechanism and fear of failure, or maybe even fear of success. So that's just something to look into there. Mine was definitely a fear of failure. I wasn't sure I could do it 100%. But when we made that sink or swim decision, it was a sink or swim decision. I had to make it work or not. And I had heard this approach from other entrepreneurs, you know, take the jump and then make it work. And to be honest, most of the time it does. Most of the time entrepreneurs make it work, or the entrepreneurs that I guess I am talking about, I've seen it work. Because these scenarios are truly a sink or swim scenario. And they also tend to be super stressful, which is what I was avoiding. I was like, if I can grow my online business and decrease my load at work, that's what I was going to do. And that's what I did. I was growing my online business while cutting off one-on-one clients in person. And you know, that worked for me and I don't regret that at all. It allowed me to build confidence in my online side. It also allowed me to decrease my time spent in person and put that time towards online to see, okay, do I like this? Do I use my time wisely? And I did. So it was fun and it was working. So we planned to have me be the provider when we decided that we were going to travel the world. And that was motivating for me. It was awesome. And it was also terrifying at the same time. And that kind of leads into how the business grew. So leaving meant I was self-employed. And I had planned to be self-employed. This is what I mean by I stayed in my comfort zone. I had planned to be self-employed by January 2018. That was like on my list of things to do in 2017. And I stayed in my situation and did not make that jump until I basically had something shoving me off the edge. So that is what I'm talking about by staying in your complacent situation. So I was still making progress. I was still growing my online side, but I wouldn't just freaking cut it off, cut off that in-person training and make the leap to online. I wouldn't go all in. And so I needed this decision, you know, this traveling the world decision, the pressure of, hey, by the way, your income is going to be what's supporting us now. Oh, cool. Better make this work. So leaving meant that I was self-employed. Great. Now I have to make it work. And I really needed to make more money than I was at the time. And to be honest, I quickly realized that I had a lot of extra time on my hands when there was nothing to do besides work on my business. So once we were in Santiago, Chile, I realized like, wow, okay, we wake up, we go to breakfast. I work for like 4 hours, even less than 4 hours, and my work is complete. Okay. Now, what? So that was kind of my first experience with being self-employed and realizing like, whoa, okay, I have a lot of time on my hands. Let's use this wisely. So like I said, I quickly realized that I had a lot of time on my hands when there was nothing to do besides work on my business. That is the largest reason my business grew while traveling the world. I had time. I didn't need to travel the world to have more time to work on my business. That's the takeaway for you. Up front, if you have to leave this podcast right now, you can leave, and that's the big takeaway. I had more time, and I had some pressure underneath me. So I could have quit and taken the leap at home, and that's what we're going to keep diving into. But that's the big takeaway. I didn't need to travel the world. It wasn't quote-unquote traveling the world that 3X'd my business or that, you know, grew my business. It was the fact that I had time. I just needed to take the freaking leap when I was home. Traveling the world gave me an excuse and a reason to stop coaching cheer and training people in person. It would have been much harder for me to just cut those things off, right? I had been invested in cheer for 10 years and invested in in-person training for 7 years. So in all honesty, the whole we're living somewhere else deal made it easier for me to deliver to my humans, to say to the people that I was going to be, you know, letting go of, hey, we're making this life decision. And that allowed me to cut those ties. So really that was a me thing, out of fear and out of maybe not knowing how to deliver that message. Like the fact that I wanted to grow my business wasn't a big enough reason, wasn't an acceptable reason to maybe stop coaching cheer or cutting off in-person clients. So that's just something to think about for you, something to learn from. So if you're wanting to make that leap to online or to work for yourself, I don't know what your situation is. I fully understand the fear and the emotional hesitation there. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do, and I don't want to brush over that decision like it is an easy thing to do. Like I said, me leaving to travel the world for a year gave me an excuse. It gave me a reason. So if you don't have one, I understand that fear and just like I said, that emotional hesitation. Like you're dealing with humans you possibly care about. You know, maybe some of you in your work situation don't, but I didn't want to brush over that decision as though it is an easy thing to do. So, but you do. You need time in order to grow your business the way that you want. and so did I. I needed more time, and once I got it, I had space to dream, to fix things, to look for gaps, to look for opportunities, to plan things, to read more books, just to do all of the things. And that's exactly what I did. I read The Big Leap while we were in Santiago, Chile. That made me ask a lot of questions, and honestly put me in kind of a uncomfortable funk because I quickly realized that I needed to change some things in my business and wanted to reach more people, plus streamline Built by Annie even more. Like I said, I started, you know, I had time to look at gaps and dreams and where I really wanted to go with this extra time. So I looked for areas in my business that I could deliver value in less time while making more. So let's cut time down, but not cut value down and make more money. That was the goal. And that is what led to the tiered creation that is the current Built by Annie today. That time allowed me to do more things. You could argue that there was a lack of distraction there as well, but I worked from home on my business before, and the only thing I distract myself with is social media. So I'm not a person that's like at home and I'm like, oh, I should do the laundry or I should do the dishes or what are we having for dinner? No. Don't care about any of that. I'm working on my business. So the lack of distraction wasn't really a plus point for me, because that's not something that really applies to me. So I didn't have much change there. But in Santiago, I designed the webpage and outlined the new programs for Built by Annie. They are year-long programs that take some time to plan out, all of the progressions. And I did basically all of the groundwork for the new tiered system of Built by Annie. So no significant growth from a money standpoint or really an audience standpoint happened in my business here because nothing changed yet, right? I was just planning all of it. I was in a planning phase, but I had the space to grow, which was the point. And I realized I had space to grow now. 1 month later, so after Santiago, Chile, we were in Arequipa, Peru. And again, time. I had time that I didn't have before. I designed the three year-long programs. I put them in TrueCoach, loaded all of those in, made extensive email drips for each, designed the first coaching call. I prepped for the launch. I took video in a gym there. So I had some exercises I needed to video for Built by Annie, got those done, got them edited, got them in the TrueCoach in 1 month. If you don't know, that is a shit ton of work, you guys. I slaved over Built by Annie when we were in Arequipa, Peru, and I would not have been able to do that if I was still home in my old situation. I wouldn't have even had the idea for Built by Annie being a tiered situation, a tiered program, if I was still at home in my old situation. So during this time, I was still serving my one-on-one clients as well. It's not like, you know, I wasn't still running the other aspects of my business. I still had my one-on-one clients. I still had to write blogs and create content for Instagram and all of that. So the month in Arequipa will forever be associated in my brain with the creation of Built by Annie. And I want to stress again, being in Peru didn't make it happen, right? The fact that I was traveling the world didn't make it happen. Me taking the leap and using my newfound extra time made all of these things happen. 2 months after leaving to travel the world, I'd completely dreamt up, restructured, planned, and brought to life three annual training memberships that were 90% streamlined. Would that have happened if I wasn't the sole provider? Probably not. Would that have happened if I was still working other jobs? 0%. Could it have happened if I was at home, if I'd went all in on working for myself? More likely, yeah. But then we go back to that first point of if I was still home and I did this, I would not have had the pressure of being the sole provider. So that's why I made that point earlier about the fact that I had time, but I also had added pressure. And that pressure is really what lit the fire under my butt to, you know, really innovate and look for gaps and fill them, and how can we make more money in less time and still provide value? Because I was providing for Nate and I both. And yes, there was the contingency plan that if my business didn't grow, he would get jobs, places, or whatever. But I really wasn't trying to let that happen. So, like I said, if I was home and I went all in, there's definitely a higher probability that would have happened. But the added pressure of being the sole provider really lit the fire. I needed more time, which we've covered, and I will say 5,000 times in this video, or in this video. What am I even doing right now, you guys? In this podcast. And I needed to be uncomfortable. And that uncomfortable part is what I was avoiding being home, right? That fear of failure. And that's why I didn't drop all of my clients and go all in at the beginning of 2018, because I was comfortable and I was afraid of failing. And so being in that uncomfortable state gave me some needed pressure in order to look for gaps and fill them. And that's what I did. So when we got to Rio de Janeiro, I launched Built by Annie, the new Built by Annie. So one day after we got to Rio, that was my launch date. And now we had real room for growth and actually had growth. So mind you, while I am doing all of this, if you have done a launch, if you have created something and put it out into the world, you know there's always that fear of, I think people need this. I've asked them if they needed this and they said yes. But will they throw their credit cards at it? And at that point, I'm much more confident in my launching abilities now. But at that point, there was still that risk. I hadn't made the money yet. I hadn't grown my business yet. We were 2 months in. And like I said, I had completely restructured and planned and, you know, created this thing that had the potential to make more money and grow my business and scale and streamline. But I didn't have any proof that that was going to happen. It did actually grow. It had growth, and I got to see the potential, which was amazing, because after Rio, we would head to Europe for 4 months. And if you don't know, Europe is more expensive than most of South America. So your girl was definitely wanting to bring in some extra money by the time we got to Europe. And that she did. Like I said, Built by Annie was a new foundation. I had something, a signature program that I could drive people towards. I had a focus and a niche like I'd never had before. And we were not sinking, fam. We were not sinking. We were swimming. The Millers were swimming simply because we had some extra time and I had some pressure to make it work. And in 2 months, basically, 2.5 months, 3 months, it was working, and now I had a newfound confidence and a belief in myself and my abilities to make things happen when I needed to make them happen, right? So when we do these things, when we step out of our comfort zone, when we get uncomfortable, when we do put ourselves out there to possibly fail, and then we see that it doesn't fail, that just builds confidence and belief in yourself over and over and over again, which is why it's so important that we learn to do that and take those little scary steps, and sometimes big scary steps, because you just get better because of it. And even if it does fail, I have failed at things before, you just take it as a learning experience, and then failing just becomes like a part of the process, and feeling the fear of failure, just becomes a part of your process as an entrepreneur. So now I was building the foundation of a business that could really sustain us and grow us in the future the way that I wanted it to. And that's what it did. So I got more clear on who I was talking to, plus, you know, who I wanted to attract, because I wasn't in the mindset that I needed to take every client that came along. And this was my mindset back home, because I was just trying to grow my online side at any cost, right? Like, I was just trying to fill spots to make money over there so I could stop working in person. But we all know that that's not how we grow a sustainable and profitable business, or one that is fun and joyful for us, because working with people that aren't a good fit for you is not fun. So during that year of travel, I took the time to, in a sense, rebuild my business. So I consider May 22nd, 2018 through, you know, really January and March of 2019 as a completely rebuilding session for my business. Like I said, I got more specific in my business with the new BBA rolling out and growing. I had time again. So other entrepreneurs were steadily sliding into my DMs in my mailbox to ask how they can do what I was doing. Where do they start? What do they start? How do they start? What do they need? And I love teaching. And I value knowledge, which is why education is a big part of my Built by Annie and my one-on-one training. So with that, we have monthly coaching calls where I cover topics around training, womanhood, mindset, so that my trainees can then go apply that to their training, because I believe that when you're learning about how your body functions and things that relate to your training, then you're more engaged when you're actually training and you enjoy what you're doing, just because you're more connected to it. That's my philosophy. So I value education, I value knowledge. So remember that Built by Annie is streamlined. So all I have to do is weekly tasks in everything I have to do. So in a week, I have one-on-one programs, check-ins, and then I'd batch blogs, podcasts, and making the monthly coaching call for Built by Annie. And yes, I forgot, I mentioned podcast. I also started a podcast with my extra time while we were in Europe. So another thing I would definitely not have done if I had stayed home, in my old scenario, I would not have started a podcast. And it's not that I need a podcast to run my business. It doesn't make me money directly, but by having time and space that was absent before, I was able to give even more free, valuable content to my audience in a manner that demonstrates my philosophy on both fitness and business. So that's where the podcast came in, and having that extra time now allowed me to kind of open up that creative space for that and to provide more value for you guys, my audience. Which brings me back to the point of fellow entrepreneurs inquiring about how to start their business. They had questions I could answer, right? Like, I love creating things. I love teaching. I love business. And I love being an authentic plus authoritative trainer and an example to other trainers. So in 3 months, between Europe and Southeast Asia, I created my 6-week business course known as FitsPro Foundations, which I freaking love and plan on growing and improving. And it is another streamlined evergreen type of program so that you do the work up front. And then now I can just refine it and grow it and nurture those people. It's not adding a bunch of time. It's not requiring a bunch of time to me on a monthly, weekly, daily basis. So when we left to travel the world, I offered one-on-one training, 6-week transformations, a 20-day challenge, and one Built by Annie tier. And I was making enough to support us in South America, for the most part. That was in May 2018. By January 1st, 2018, 7 months later, I'd 3x'd my revenue, started a podcast, completely got rid of my 6-week transformations and my 20-day challenges. I was capped out on my one-on-one clients. I had relaunched Built by Annie with 3 tiers and a new specified concept for my niche, and was in the planning stages of FitsPro Foundations, all while traveling the world. So sure, the grind was so real at times. If you were following me on Instagram through that, you know that. You've likely seen the entrepreneurial tears of frustration in that process. I'm sure in one of those launches or creations, you witnessed it. But my point here is that time, space, and a little pressure is how traveling the world 3x'd my business. It wasn't the travel blogs or sharing my travel experience. I do those things because I enjoy them. And yes, eventually I would like to monetize my blogs consistently, which I have someone working on for me now. More on that later. But the world travels didn't grow my business. That was a trick question, a trick statement. I grew my business And I was able to do it because I took the leap. And it sure as heck could have happened at home if I was willing to go all in on my business, like I did when we were traveling the world. You don't need to travel the world or move out or, you know, change states to 3x your business. You do, however, need to take a leap, get uncomfortable, and put some pressure on yourself to do so. Because you have to have that sink or swim situation, I think, my friend. And that can't happen if you're standing on dry land. You gotta get in the water. That's my secret. That is how traveling the world 3X'd my business. It gave me more time simply because I took the leap and quit what used to be taking up my time. It gave me pressure because I was the sole provider, and it gave me space because I had more space now. My space was not taken up by other things. My brain space was not taken up by coaching cheer and serving my in-person clients and having that schedule. It was all focused on my business. So if you're thinking about taking that leap, go all in on your business. I wish I would have done it sooner. I can say that. That's not to say anything bad about the one-on-one clients in person that I had by any means. Once I took the leap, I saw my potential and I saw what I was capable of doing. And if I could have believed that earlier, I would have had growth earlier. And I truly believe that our journeys are our journeys, and we are where we are when we should be. So that is just to say, though, that if I would have taken the leap, I think some things would have happened sooner. I think I could have made more sooner, impacted more lives sooner. So if you're thinking about it, do it. Freaking do it. Figure it out. I'm sure you'll figure it out. All right. That's all I have. If I was with you, I'd shove you off the ledge. If you find value in the FitsPro podcast, please subscribe to it. Tell all your friends about it. Give it 5 stars if you haven't. Leave a review. If you've left a review, leave another one. You guys are the microphone. When you do all the things, more people get to see it, and that gets me out there, and I am forever grateful for that. And I'm just grateful that you put me in your ears. So. And you'll listen to me talk. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you for listening to the FitsPro podcast.